I'm Julie Mooney, and this is Teaching Strides Season 3, Episode 4, a first-year course redesign. Teaching Strides is a podcast series featuring Mount Royal University faculty members discussing some of their finest teaching practices. Teaching Strides is recorded and produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, in Treaty 7 territory, the traditional territories of the Niitsitapi nations, which include the Siitsika, the Piikani, and the Kainai. We also acknowledge this place as the traditional lands of the Tsuut'ina Nation, Iarhi Nakoda Nation, and the Métis Nation, Region 3. Today we speak with Professor Julie Book. Dr. Julie Book is an associate professor in the Department of Health and Physical Education at Mount Royal University. She completed her PhD in Workplace and Adult Learning in the Graduate Division of Educational Research at the University of Calgary. Her teaching interests are leadership, recreation program planning, and issues and trends within the field of sport and recreation. Her research explores the impact of the Respect in Sport program on parent behavior in youth sport, and the timing of major selection on student success and retention in university. Julie Book, welcome to Teaching Strides.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
So I'll ask you to start by just setting the context of the course redesign that you're going to discuss with us today.
So the course that we looked at redesigning is called HPED 1000, and it's a first-year course that students have to take in their first semester upon entering the Health and Physical Education program. The way our degree is designed is we have four majors, but there's eight classes that over the course of the degree, regardless of what major, they all take those eight courses.
This is a first-year seminar course, and you're going to be discussing the redesign process that you've just undergone, but that hasn't been implemented yet.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about how that course redesign started and how it unfolded.
We're only in our third year of the Health and Physical Education degree. So we began offering a baccalaureate degree in 2014. While we've graduated some students that transferred in with enough credits or changed from the applied degrees into the actual degree, we actually haven't graduated our first cohort of health and physical education students. It's an exciting time. The degree was developed and began being launched in 2014. And when we designed the degree, we wanted to look at how do we take these four distinct majors, because all students will graduate with a Bachelor of Health and Physical Education in either athletic therapy, ecotourism and outdoor leadership, or ETOL we call it, sport and recreation management, or physical literacy. And we wanted to make sure that the students, regardless of what major, had a broad understanding of the field of health and physical education, knew people within all the degrees, because as they enter the workforce, they may be working with people in the different majors. And so when we originally designed it, the title is actually Issues in Health and Physical Education. The objectives are really twofold. One, allow students to have a broad understanding of the entire field, to get to know students within the entire field, to get students to work with faculty in small classes, so some of the high-impact practices. And then the other side was really to help them develop skills to be successful students, so writing a lot, you know, learning about what it means to be a university student. And so when we first designed it, we had eight sections of 25. Four sections that ran at the exact same time in the morning and four sections that ran at the exact same time in the afternoon. And the idea was that they ran at the same time with obviously four different instructors for each section, but we could bring them together if it was appropriate. Let's say we had a guest speaker come in. We could bring all 100 students together, or we could have instructors swap. So if my area of expertise was athletic therapy and yours was ecotourism, you could teach one section, the ecotourism, but then we could swap. So students were meeting a variety of instructors and hearing from the experts in those fields. But what we found was challenges both on the student side and the faculty side. So students were struggling with who is their instructor. Because we were swapping them out, they weren't actually getting to really meet their instructor and get to know them. They were struggling with who to hand their assignments into. And then they were also struggling with whose directions to follow. And then on the other hand, the faculty were struggling because there were so many people involved in the class. So, you know, one person sends an email and then it's a flurry of emails. not enough autonomy instructors were talking about. It was coming across as a canned course, and I think students were recognizing that too. You know, we made little changes over the three or four times we've offered it, but nothing big. And so last year we said, we need to make a big change. And so we applied for one of the ADC redesign grants, and we were successful, which has been awesome. So over the year, we've been meeting, and ADC has collected data. So they surveyed all the students, and the response rate was amazing. It was like 98%. So really heard the voice of the student. They had meetings and interviewed the whole department, regardless if you were teaching 1,000 or not. And then they had interviews and discussions and meetings with the actual instructors that were teaching it in this past fall. The information we got was exactly what I just shared in terms of the challenges that people were having. I think another thing that impacted the redesign was the budget process right now. And while the budget process is challenging, what it also provided us is to say, let's make a big change. And what can we do? We've changed it from like a strict lecture where students would meet twice a week for 80 minutes to a lecture on one day with 100 students. So two sections of 100. So that would, let's say, be the Monday class. So a Monday section and a Monday afternoon section of 100 each. And then on the Wednesday, that's when they would be in tutorials of the small class size, so the 25 students, and they would stay with that class. But how we're designing and how we're working through it is the lecture is the opportunity to bring in those guest speakers. And you can't bring a guest speaker in for 8 different lectures, right? And so that's where we'll bring in student learning services to do workshops on how to be a successful university student throughout your university career. And so the tutorial is going to be all case study driven. And so the lecture will provide the foundation for the discussion and involvement and active learning in the tutorial. Our goal really with the redesign and the case studies is more about the issues that the field of health and physical education, how they will work with that issue, how they're currently working with that issue.
It sounds like a really comprehensive redesign of the first year seminar. How have the faculty in your department responded to these changes to the curriculum?
The HPED 1000 has been a challenging class. I taught it the first year we offered it, and I haven't taught it since because of the challenges that we talked about. I think the department believes in the objectives of the class. I think one of the things that ADC and we have done well is we've included faculty throughout the redesign. And I should add that Shannon Kell really took the lead, and then she went on mat leave and I took over for her. But our planning day that we have in May, we're planning in the afternoon to spend time developing the case studies as a department. So we're trying to really get buy-in from faculty. I think there's the potential of this redesign being really engaging and really interesting and pushing students to think differently and to explore what it will mean to be a graduate of health and physical education.
Is there any advice that you've learned along the way that you would pass on to a colleague just starting this process?
So I would say really take a look at what the purpose of that course is and then look at what we delivered and why we weren't getting there. I would say absolutely include the department in and everybody who wants to be and encourage it and create space and opportunity to have those discussions and make it a priority. So like including it in our department meetings, right? I could have called meetings on Friday afternoon or Monday morning, whatever it is, like HPED 1000 discussion, and I probably wouldn't have got a lot of people there because people are busy. But to make it purposeful and a priority in the department, so to include it in the department meeting where people are going to be there, I think was a good idea. I think having outside people like ADC working with the educational developers in the Academic Development Center was really helpful because even though I struggle with some things about the course, it's my program. I was part of the degree development. And so I did have, you know, some attachment to that class. And so I think having an outside people come in and help with that was really good. And I also think gathering all of that information from all the sources was also really helpful because it gave us a really good picture of the issues that people are having and they're fixable. I'm excited about the redesign. I think that we've had a lot of input from a variety of people that will hopefully make it really successful. And thinking about the high impact practices and the importance of that experience for those first year students and creating a really positive entry into the field.
Well, thank you so much, Julie Book, for joining us on Teaching Strides.
Thank you.
This has been episode 4 of season 3 on the Teaching Strides podcast. Join us next time when we speak with Professor Catherine Pearl about a cross-institutional, community-engaged civic innovation course.
And this was a UBRU concept aimed at keeping millennials in the city, which would give you an opportunity to learn how to brew beer without having to purchase all the equipment and without the smell.
Thanks for listening to Teaching Strides, MRU faculty daring greatly. Subscribe to the Teaching Strides series on iTunes. Visit us at teachingstrides.ca, where you can sign up for the RSS feed and email alerts. Teaching Strides is a production of the Academic Development Center at Mount Royal University.